Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Augie Prudhomme. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Augie Prudhomme. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to third for the out. Stone moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Boley reaches second base with a double. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn fires to first and has McManus trapped. There's the throw to Bishop, who tags McManus for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Prudhomme is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prudhomme hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill, who is chasing the ball. Boley reaches third base with a triple. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Quinn moves to second. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Quinn moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Quinn scores. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alexander for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Boley reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scubble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Adey pinch hits for Elam Van Gilder. Emil Adey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adey moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Ade scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Stone scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bill Shore's now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Emil Ade now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Scubbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbel is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Scubbel takes first base on ball 4. Emil Ade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ade is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ade hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 3-3 in the game, with a double and two triples. He's got two RBIs. Boley hits a fly ball towards center. Johnson catches it and throws to home to double up Fox. Two outs. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores takes first base on ball four. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Miller moves to third. Shores moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Haas reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Shores scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4 Athletics. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Josh Billings now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Phillips and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boley. McManus moves to second. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scubble takes first base on ball 4. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to third. Scubble moves to second. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cochran. McManus scores. Scubble scores. Billings moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-6, Athletics. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel bunts towards the mound. Billings fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Geringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Fothergill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Athletics. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-4 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove now pitching. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scubble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Scubble takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Josh Billings. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.